You're listening to New Tinea. Brazil is spending our $2.3 billion on two II supercomputers. Brazil committed about our $2.3 billion to two AI supercomputing projects, one in Rio Grande do Norte and another in Rio de Janeiro, with Chinese partners. The plan could expand local model training and public research, but neither system is operating yet, and key performance claims remain procurement targets. Brazil is putting public money behind an attempt to train more artificial intelligence at home. The federal government announced about our $2.3 billion for two supercomputing projects, one expected to use U.S. hardware and another being developed with Chinese companies. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Brazil allocated roughly our $1 billion for an AI supercomputer in Rio Grande do Norte and our $1.3 billion for a computing center in Rio de Janeiro.
Why does it matter?
The machines could give researchers and public institutions more local capacity for Portuguese language models, science, health, and climate work.
What is the catch?
The hardware has not been installed. Suppliers, schedules, operating costs, and the claimed global ranking still depend on procurement and delivery. Key number. Our $2.3 billion is the announced investment across the two main AI computing projects. What Brazil is buying. The first project is a new machine at the Augusto Severo Science and Technology Park in Macaba, near Natal. Officials set aside our $960 million for the computer and another our $100 million for preparation and operation, according to local reporting citing Brazil's science ministry. The government says the machine should reach 7,200 petaflops at 16-bit precision, a format often used in AI training, while drawing about 4 megawatts. A public tender will determine the supplier, so reports that NVIDIA will provide the chips remain an expectation rather than a completed contract. A separate Rio de Janeiro project will receive about our $1.3 billion and involve Huawei, iFlytek, and Brazil's National Education and Research Network. Its stated purpose is to develop large language models for Portuguese and Spanish and train local specialists. Reuters reported the funding and partnerships on August 20th. Why computing location matters. Training a large model requires accelerators, fast networking, storage, cooling, and dependable electricity. Owning more of that infrastructure in Brazil could reduce dependence on rented foreign cloud capacity and give public agencies a local place to process sensitive data. The plan also turns hardware procurement into foreign policy. Brazil is seeking Chinese cooperation in Rio, while the northeastern tender is expected to attract U.S. suppliers. That split reduces dependence on one country, but it exposes the projects to export controls, political pressure, and changes in chip availability. National technology roadmaps often mix firm purchases with ambitious dates. New Tinea previously examined South Korea's quantum, space, and energy targets, where the distinction between a funded goal and demonstrated hardware also mattered. Power is part of the bill. Rio Grande do Norte was chosen partly for its renewable energy potential. Even so, a 4-megawatt computer can draw as much electricity as a small industrial site before cooling and other data center loads are counted. The location does not make every AI workload low carbon.
Efficient IO
can support clean energy systems while also increasing fossil fuel production and computing demand. Our earlier analysis of AI's competing effects on energy and emissions explains why electricity source and the work being accelerated shape the climate result. Before we overstate the result, no new supercomputer is operating yet. One still requires a tender, and the Rio partnership is scheduled to begin in 2027. The claimed top 10 position is a government expectation. Rankings depend on the final configuration, benchmark, and comparison date. Peak 16-bit performance does not show how quickly the system will train a particular model or how much access researchers will receive. Budgets can cover hardware and setup without guaranteeing long-term electricity, maintenance, networking, and staff. What happens next? The most informative documents will be the Northeastern tender, the winning hardware configuration, and the operating rules for researchers. Those details should reveal whether capacity is broadly shared, which data can remain in Brazil, and how electricity and cooling costs will be paid. The announcement is substantial because the funding, sites, and partners are identifiable. Proof will arrive when Brazil publishes contracts, installs accelerators, and demonstrates sustained workloads rather than peak specifications. Further detail appears in Folha de S. Paulo's project breakdown and UOL's account. Read the full article at newtnia.com.